As we head into the weekend, let this be your reminder. Don't do dumb things. Another round of dumb, drunk, or drugs.
Let's feel better about ourselves, Kelly. Let's do it.
All right, real headline. You tell me the person in the headline. Dumb, drunk, or on drugs. Man stabs brother for, quote, talking over the food while cooking.
Definitely on drugs.
No, this was dumb.
Just stab someone for being dumb?
Yeah, brother. Let this be a warning before Thanksgiving because Alexander from Florida is very concerned about germs. The Florida brothers were cooking dinner when Alexander got upset that his brother was talking over the food. Alexander said that his talking could result in spit dropping in the food.
He doesn't have an issue, does he?
Well, this isn't a story about Alexander and the no good, very bad, horrible day because his brother had a way worse day. Alexander stabbed him to keep him from spreading his germs. I guess spit is a no-no, but blood is okay. The cops were called. Alexander fled the scene. He was found hiding in a tree. The poor brother said he was just learning how to cook, so he was really just taking a stab at it.
Well played, Kelly, but now I'm going to flip the script on you. I've got one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Driver's fake ID said he was 8 feet tall.
I'm going to guess this is like a high school kid. Dumb?
No, he was drunk. The driver got pulled over in Iowa after a cop saw his 2016 Ford Focus swerving all over the road. When he handed them his ID, they knew it was fake because it listed his height at 8 feet tall. The driver, who's actually 5'8".
Sorry, officer, I just forgot the five.
Failed a sobriety test and flunked the breathalyzer. He also had an open beer in his cup holder and a six-pack of Corona in the back seat.
Oh, he was prepared.
I guess when you're driving this hammered, everything's a little out of proportion.
Was it out of proportion or was it man measurements? I mean, come on. If his driver's license looked like that, what does his dating profile say?
Oh my gosh, Kelly.
I speak for every woman when I say, you're not that big. Your height. Your height is what I mean.
So what else would you be talking about?
Exactly.
Don't know where you at. Don't know where you've been.